Report, Joe Biden careful not to blame Kamala Harris for election defeat. By Wendell Hasebo on December 30, 2024. President Joe Biden does not appear to blame Vice President Kamala Harris for the landslide election loss to President-elect Donald Trump, Biden's aides told The Washington Post on Saturday. The president reportedly argues he could have still defeated Trump if he would have stayed in the race and ignored calls for him to step aside. Biden's belief appears to be at odds with reality, based on his poor debate performance, a lack of fundraising, and dropping poll numbers. About two-thirds of Democrats wanted Biden to withdraw, an APNORC poll found in July before Biden stepped aside. Senator Adam Schiff, DCA, among other Democrats, publicly demanded Biden drop out. A second Trump presidency will undermine the very foundation of our democracy, and I have serious concerns about whether the president can defeat Donald Trump in November. Months later, after Harris's election loss, Biden told aides he could have still won and has been careful not to place blame on Harris for the election loss, the Post reported. Biden and some of his aides still believe he should have stayed in the race, despite the rocky debate performance and low poll numbers that prompted Democrats to pressure him to drop out. Biden and these aides have told people in recent days that he could have defeated Trump, according to people familiar with their comments, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe private conversations. Aides say the president has been careful not to place blame on Harris or her campaign. But many Democrats blame Harris's loss on Biden's insistence in staying in the race so long that by the time he withdrew, Harris had little more than 3 months to campaign. Others contend that Biden undermined his own message by trying to hold on to the presidency rather than pave the way for a younger group of anti-Trump Democrats who could take the country into the future. Some Democrats believe Biden's strategy of accusing Trump of being a threat to democracy was a faulty pitch, one that Harris pushed as her closing message in the final weeks of the campaign. Instead, some assert, Biden and/or Harris should have focused on the economy and fixing soaring inflation. Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, admitted Biden failed to wage an effective campaign. Being bound by a generational outlook or mindset or experience has to constrain anyone, he told the Post. Even though people can be flexible and accommodate to new times, we are all a product of our growing up years. Democrats are still trying to figure out why they lost to Trump. They have floated many theories. They have placed the blame on inflation or suggested Black and Hispanic Americans voted for Trump because they are misogynists. According to research by far-left group Navigator Research, the Democrat Party leaders were too focused on diversity and elitism. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.